Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What are they doing now?
Well, they for these very popular rides, the Star Wars ones, they introduced a virtual ticketing queue. And so what happens is as soon as you enter the park, you take out your app and you get in line, essentially. And but you don't have to physically wait in line. It assigns you a sort of broad boarding group, and then which could be later in the day. And then it'll send you an alert when it's time to come. And then you go. And then, of course, there is some still more waiting as you're walking through the ride.
Yeah, that works so well for the visitors, and it works well for Disney because people, during that time, they go shop. They go buy some food or
exactly.
buy some toys.
It's a lot less stressful and more money for the company.
Okay, so tell us about the ride.
Well, this is being built as kind of large, one of the largest and most complex rides, Disney. It's kind of four rides in one. There's actually two different vehicles you go on, and in between you're walking through this star hangar with these giant, you know, AT walkers there, and they it's a combination of you know, the classic sort of Disney animatronic characters, holograms, and real life actors who are, you know, interacting with the guests.
Is this the same as the ride in L.A.?
It's the same. This one opened in Orlando first, and then Los Angeles gets it in January.
Okay. So huge crowds, long lines. It's really expensive to get into Disneyland, but it doesn't seem like any of this is hurting.
Well, it's been one of the great phenomenons that, you know, they opened two of these Star Wars lands this year in Orlando and Anaheim, and everyone expected to just be, you know, gangbuster business, and it was not quite what Disney or anyone else thought. Attendance actually fell at Disneyland, there's a lot of reasons for it. People may have been scared away because they thought it was going to be too crowded. People might have been waiting for the second ride to open. You know, Disney has raised prices. Hotels around the parks have raised prices. Also, some people are worried kind of about a broader Star Wars fatigue, which, of course, Disney does not want to hear this month with a new movie opening.
That's interesting, then. So there is such a thing as too much.
Well, you know, Marvel has really taken, you know, all those superhero films are gigantic. Avengers is the largest movie in history this year. That's captured the attention of a lot of kids. And Star Wars, people feel, may not have the same draw, certainly for older dudes like me. But for the young people, it might not be as popular. But Disney still invested over $2 billion, two park attractions, a new hit show on their streaming service. It's called The Mandalorian. Doing very well with Baby Yoda, and of course the new film coming out December 20th, the last in this current trilogy. So they're not giving up on Star Wars.
Don't even start me with Baby Yoda. Boy, how cute is that? We got to go in a sec, but there was a breakdown already this morning?
Yeah. Well, I mean, this one of the reasons it was very complex. It didn't open with the rest of the parks earlier this year. There have been sort of reports that they've been having trouble getting it all to work. And sure enough, right, you know, the first riders this morning had to get evacuated. It appears to be working well now. But it's not unusual to have sort of disruptions in a brand new ride. But we'll see.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.